taon na kagawian na ng veterano at pangulo ng Mascot RSL Paul Graham na dumalaw at bahagi ang kanyang kwento at karanasan sa mga paaralan sa kanyang komunidad.
I think it's partly the schools. I live in a very much multicultural area here in Sydney, and our local school has, I think, 43 nationalities. But what they didn't know, a lot of them were Indians and Bangladeshis, and I've been involved with the ethnic community for many, many years. And I go there on Anzac Day to talk to them about Anzac Day and Remembrance Day. And they didn't know that over a million Indians joined the British forces in the Second World War. And either their dads hadn't told them or whatever. And I said to them, you can be very proud because some of your children here, your grandfathers would have fought in the Second World War. The same as the Bangladeshis and the same as a lot of subcontinent people that just were not aware of the role that they played. And that made me quite happy that they were asking and saying, well, I didn't know my India was involved in the Second World War.
Isa sa mga napansin niya ay di lahat at marami ang di nababatid kung anong tunay na kahulugan ng pulang bulaklak na puppy. Kaya't gumawa siya ng hakbang upang may bahagi ang kahulugan ng bulaklak na ito. Si Paul Graham.
I was selling puppies at our local shopping center last year and I was disappointed at the number of young people who did not know what Remembrance Day was about. And I wondered what I could do about that. And I came home and I was thinking, then I said, why can't we put the poppies of Flanders Fields onto the Opera House? Then people will notice it and say, what's that for? And we could teach our young people what it's for. So I wrote to the Lord Mayor of Sydney and she declined to do it. Then I wrote to the Opera House and they said no. Then I wrote to a couple of ministers and they said, no, there's no budget. So in the end, I wrote to the Premier. And about 3 weeks after that, I got a letter saying, what a wonderful idea. We will do that. So on Friday, the 11th of the 11th, at 8 o'clock at night, the fields, poppies of Flanders Fields, will be projected onto the roof of the Opera House.
Ngunit higit sa lahat, Anya, mahalagang alalahanin din at bigyang pahalaga ang mga nabubuhay pang mga sundalo at mamayang nagsilbit, nagsakripisyo upang masiguro ang ating kalayaan at kapayapaan.
Yes, I'm a great believer. I'll always remember our dead, but we have got to start remembering our living. I am appalled when I see veterans on the streets who have got huge mental problems. And people said to me yesterday, oh, you know, we didn't have that when we came back from the Second World War. And the answer was, of course, because they were put into asylums. We don't have asylums anymore. And they're on the street and they just need help. I was talking to a lady the other day whose husband was killed in Afghanistan, and she, a young lady with three young children, and 3 months after he died, she was told she was no longer entitled to defense housing and she had to get out. And I thought, that's not the way we treat people who we send as a nation overseas to do whatever they do, and they get injured and come back, and we just discard them.
At yan po ang panayam ni Paul Graham kay Biljana Ritsik ng programang Serviette. Mamayang bandang alas 8 ng gabi, Sydney Opera House, mamumula sa mga bulaklak na puppy sa paggunita ng mahalagang araw na ito.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.